2 and verse 16, when Saul of Tarsus was told, "Saul, Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, washing away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." And let me run you to the last passage here in 1 Peter chapter 3. If there were any doubts as to the necessity of baptism, Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 21, there is also an antitype to that salvation that Noah had in verse 20. He says there's an antitype to that. He said, which now saves us, baptism. The King James Version, I believe, simply says, baptism now saves us. Baptism saves us. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I encountered a lady one time, and I was a young preacher at the time, and I made the comment to her. I said, she said that there nowhere in the Bible, let me rephrase that, she said nowhere in her Bible does it say, baptism doth also now save us. And I was a smart young preacher at the time, right? And I grabbed her Bible and I said, oh yes, ma'am, it does. And I flipped her on over to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. And I went, right? And right where 1 Peter 3:21 was a hole. I kid you not. There was a hole. She was right. It was not in her Bible. Because she had taken Jehoiakim's penknife and cut it right out of there. May I suggest to you tonight, friends, no matter how big a change it may be for you to accept baptism for salvation, no matter how big a change it might be for you to have to consider that maybe I've been misinformed or misunderstood, I simply ask you to consider what the Bible says tonight. Again, I go back to my beginning statements tonight. You owe me nothing. You don't owe me anything. You don't owe Lewis anything. You don't owe the elders of this church anything. You don't own this local assembly anything. You owe your salvation and my salvation to our Savior, Jesus the Christ, and His sacrifice for us. And when He was preached to the eunuch, his conclusion was, I need to be baptized. I need to honor the commission of Jesus in Matthew chapter 28. I need the remission of sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. I am a believer, and therefore I want to be baptized for salvation, Mark 16, verse 16. I want my sins cleansed and washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16. I want the ability to know what it is like to have remission of sins, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. He did that which the Bible repeatedly instructs us to do. Can I simply ask you one last time to consider, as we're about to sing this invitation song, if you saw water in the days of Noah, you saw water in the days of Naaman, and you saw water in the days of that man who was blind and washed himself in the pool of Siloam, if we are in harmony and agreement, can we not also tonight be in agreement about what happened with the eunuch in Acts chapter 8? And I implore you, if I have missed it, if I have overstated it, if I have misunderstood it, I will gladly sit down with you tonight as long as it takes for us to come into harmony and agreement about what happened. But if you're a believer, and if you're willing to accept those principles that are taught in these verses and need to seek remission of sins through baptism tonight, will you consider it? If you need to return to God tonight, will you encourage your mind and your heart to do just that? Won't you come while we stand and while we sing?